Hachette Audio presents Louisa on the Front Lines, Louisa May Alcott in the Civil War, written by Samantha Seipel, read by Chloe Cannon. For Todd, with love. Mr. March did not go to the war, but Joe did. Louisa May Alcott, Joe March, responding to fans wanting to know what is true in her beloved semi-autobiographical book, Little Women. Introduction, The Heroine's Journey. During the height of the holiday season in December 1860, Louisa May Alcott and her neighbors in the tranquil town of Concord, Massachusetts, were buzzing with worry over the bitter divide of the United States. In November, Abraham Lincoln had won a contentious presidential election and had plans to prevent slavery in the westward expanding nation. Shortly after he was elected, South Carolina was the first slave state to rebel and secede from the Union, and more southern states were threatening to follow. The Alcott family supported Lincoln, and if women had been allowed to vote, Louisa would have joined her father, Bronson, at the Concord Town Hall to cast her ballot. It was no secret that the Alcotts were red-hot abolitionists, as well as feminists. They were outspoken and unwavering in their belief that men and women, regardless of race, deserved equal rights and opportunities. Louisa was so passionate in her belief that when the Civil War broke out in April 1861, she wanted to be a soldier in the Union Army. Since women weren't allowed to join the military, Louisa resigned herself to any opportunity to help abolish slavery and focused on more ladylike, acceptable pursuits, such as sewing uniforms for soldiers. But then the door of opportunity opened just a crack, and Louisa was eager to push her way through. The Union Army announced it was allowing women to be paid nurses, an unheard-of development at a time when it was not considered respectable work for a woman. Even so, practicality and the needs of wartime won out in this particular gender fight. The fierce and bloody battles of the war had resulted in an overwhelming number of casualties. There were too many sick and wounded, and not enough male nurses to help, convincing the military to relent. Despite this new opportunity, there wasn't a mad rush of women signing up. Louisa, however, made the exceptional decision to enlist right away. But Louisa wasn't from a typical family, and she wasn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?